You are my servant, O Israel. You will not be forgotten by me.
Welcome to the Building Faith Families podcast with Steve Demme. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
I'm well. A little bleary-eyed, but well. We took the four grandkids up to the lake for a long weekend because their mom was having an operation, and it was awesome. It was good. But, boy, it just... it doesn't stop. And Johnny and Sandy and I are like three old people around here. We give each other space. It's kind of quiet. And these four peanuts, they just don't stop moving and talking. And yeah. So
I do most of the laundry in our house, and I've found baby clothes in my laundry again. And I'm like, why are there baby clothes in my laundry?
Henry.
Yes. I just didn't expect I'd be doing baby clothes laundry again.
That's true. Henry the Magnificent.
Yes.
Well, as you know, and I don't know if you can push this to the top of the queue for releasing it, but Israel is at war since we last had our podcast.
Yes.
And I've been doing a lot of praying, and I was wondering what to do today kind of in honor of that. And I remembered that when Sandy and I went to Israel together, 1979, how's that?
Wow.
And we were engaged, but she had it on her heart that we would sit on the city walls and read Isaiah 40 through 66. Now, I don't know, you probably are aware of this, but there are 66 chapters in Isaiah, and there are 66 books in the Bible.
Yep.
And when you get to chapter 40, which is after 39, the first words are, comfort ye my people, which is almost like a little bit of a shifting of gears, so much so that some people who don't believe in the integrity of Scripture as much as perhaps we do, they think that there are two authors of Isaiah, in the first 39 chapters and the second 27. But I like to think of it as it's the same people that say that the Old Testament is not as inspired as the New.
Right.
It's one seamless garment, but it does have a little shifting of gears. But I confess that when I get to chapter 40, I kind of brighten up because there's some powerful stuff in here. So Sandy and I sat on the walls of Jerusalem, and we read 27 chapters of Isaiah out loud. And at first I went begrudgingly. It didn't sound like a very something I wanted to do. But you know what? Once we got into it, I just couldn't get enough of it. It was powerful to be in this precious city reading and proclaiming truth to her. And I'd like to do it again, except we're going to do it from afar this morning. But Scott and I are going to read chapters 40, 43, and portions of 44 and 45. And this is going to be our podcast. And so just mix these words with faith and join us in proclaiming truth to Jerusalem, truth to Israel in the teeth of her war. Father, your word is like a hammer in some places. It says it's like fire. It says that it will not return void. It's living and it's active. And so this morning, as we read it, help us to connect with it, the spirit of it. Help us to mix it with faith. But we proclaim truth this morning. We're thinking consciously of Israel, who's under attack, and we are standing with her, and we're standing with you, and we're proclaiming your purposes to her in Jesus' name. Give us faith to believe. Give us anointing as we read in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So Scott and I are going to read together, taking turns, and we're going to do the best we can. Isaiah 40, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, and that she has received from Jehovah's hand double for all her sins.
A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of Jehovah blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
Go on up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young.
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who has measured the spirit of Jehovah, or what man shows his counsel? Whom did he consult, and who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are accounted as the dust on the scales. Behold, he takes up the coastlands like fine dust. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are its beasts enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are accounted by him as less than nothing and emptiness.
To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness compare with him? An idol, a craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold, and casts for it silver chains. He who is too impoverished for an offering chooses wood that will not rot. He seeks out a skillful craftsman to set up an idol that will not move.
Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness.
Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth. When he blows on them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble.
To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name. By the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing.
Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
But now, thus says Jehovah, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am Jehovah your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Cush and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you, I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
Bring out the people who are blind, yet have eyes, who are deaf, yet have ears. All the nations gather together, and the peoples assemble. Who among them can declare this and show us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to prove them right, and let them hear and say it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God. Also, henceforth I am he. There is none who can deliver from my hand. I work, and who can turn it back?
Thus says Jehovah, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I send to Babylon and bring them all down as fugitives, even the Chaldeans and the ships in which they rejoice. I am Jehovah, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King.
Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea, a path in the mighty waters, who brings forth chariot and horse, army and warrior. They lie down, they cannot rise, they are extinguished, quenched like a wick. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise.
Yet you did not call upon me, O Jacob, but you have been weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings or honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings or wearied you with frankincense. You have not brought me sweet cane with money or satisfied me with the fat of your sacrifices. But you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities.
I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue together. Set forth your case, that you may be proved right. Your first father sinned, and your mediators transgressed against me. Therefore I will profane the princes of the sanctuary, and deliver Jacob to utter destruction, and Israel to reviling.
But now hear, O Jacob my servant, Israel whom I have chosen. Thus says Jehovah who made you, who formed you from the womb, and will help you. Fear not, O Jacob my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty ground and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, I am Jehovah's. Another will call on the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand, Jehovah's, and name himself by the name of Israel.
Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appointed an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any.
Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. I formed you. You are my servant, O Israel. You will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you.
Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest, and every tree in it, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob and will be glorified in Israel.
Thus says Jehovah your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am Jehovah who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself, who frustrates the signs of liars and makes fools of diviners, who turns wise men back and makes their knowledge foolish, who confirms the word of his servant and fulfills the counsel of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, she shall be inhabited, and of the cities of Judah, they shall be built, and I will raise up their ruins, who says to the deep, be dry, I will dry up your rivers, who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall fulfill all my purpose, saying of Jerusalem, she shall be built, and of the temple, your foundation shall be laid.
Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him, and to loose the belts of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I name you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things.
Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness. Let the earth open, that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit. Let the earth cause them both to sprout. I, Jehovah, have created it. Amen. Whew, that's rich.
Indeed.
I woke up this morning and, boy, I didn't have anything. I spent long time just reading scripture and trusting, and boy, hope began to flicker and faith began to rise. But you know, we pray from afar for the devil to be bound, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and it caught us all off guard, but we shouldn't have. It's the 50-year anniversary of Yom Kippur, and they had this whole thing planned, and it's astounding to me how they got into these places so quickly. So it's nice to just stand on the truth. I'm going to read verses 5, 6, and 7 again. I love those verses. I am Jehovah, and there is none else. It's almost like God is just standing there in the heavens looking around. Besides me, there's no God. I will equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, there is none besides me. I am Jehovah. There is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am Jehovah who does all these things. It just clears the air. This, I'm looking at the stats and all these hundreds of people that have died and these thousands of people that are injured on both sides. And I just think, God is God, and not one hair is falling to the ground that he doesn't know about. And I'm just believing for them. I'm praying for them to get their eyes up and see God and see that he's the one that, as we read there twice in that section, he takes away our transgressions. He takes away our sins. And he's serving alone. There is no other God. The devil is not some kind of equal false God. He's not on the same page. God is God, and he's alone. Amen. I'm preaching. But there you go. Well, let's pray. Father, I pray today for Israel. I pray for the whole nation. I pray for Jerusalem in particular. And even though it's a land that we love and it's a nation that we applaud and we see, as we just read, it's a fulfillment of Scripture. You're the one that rebuilt it. You're the one that has restored it. It's amazing. They went from nothing and 50 years ago, and now here it is, a mighty nation on the earth. And that's a testimony to you. But this nation is made up of people who are suffering, and this nation is made up of people making decisions. And I pray that you will bless all the families of Israel, that you will comfort those that are hurting. You'll help people to have hope, fresh courage, despite their losses, despite how much pain they are feeling. It's a small nation and everybody knows everybody, but I pray that they'll know you in Jesus' name. And at the same time, we bind the devil and we bind the author of destruction. And I'm not looking at Hamas. I'm looking past Hamas to the devil that inspires them. In the name of Jesus, I bind the devil in Jesus' name. And I pray that he will be bound not only in earth, but he'll be bound on heaven. And I pray that you will send angels to minister to those that are needing you, minister to the hurting. And I pray for the hosts of heaven to sweep through all the principalities of hell that are operating right now. This is a heavenly conflict. We're very aware of that. This is an eternal conflict that's been going on for a long time. But we're praying today that, like Moses did, we lift up our hands and we pray for God's team to prevail. We pray for the Joshuas on the ground to prevail. And we pray for thy will to be done in Israel, just as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And that's our show for this week, folks. Thanks for joining us for the Building Faith Families podcast with Steve Demme. If you have a question for the show, email Steve at spdemme@gmail.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.